Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore, and I've got the brilliant Keith Barry with me. Keith, you've got yet another enormous tour to tell us all about and make everybody very excited. Where are you going? When are you going?
Yeah, it's not that enormous now. There's only six dates left, and okay. That's it. So if that's
it's been enormous.
But this is the tail end of it. There's six venues I haven't been to. So I'm in the INEC in Clarny, the TLT in Drogheda, the TF Royal in Castlebar. I'm in the Wexford Spiegeltent.
You are in the Spiegeltent.
That's an amazing venue, yeah. By the way. UCH in Limerick. And
Black Box.
The Black Box in Galway. Yeah.
Listen.
I love all those venues. And
are you a year on, year off kind of guy? Like, you'll just tour every year?
Until next year. So I've toured every year for almost 25 years.
Wow.
And the weird thing is, like, you know, we've spoken about this when you guys went live a couple of years ago. I'm a bit kind of out there with regards to the fact that every tour has been completely different than every other tour.
Absolutely.
Over the 25 years. So in other words, not even one trick has been the same.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Nothing.
So it's been great. But look, I'm heavily involved in the corporate world. So every week I'm in different places. Mm. So like this weekend I go to Ohio to the NFL. I've got a gig for the NFL, believe it or not. And then next week I'm somewhere else. But ultimately, that's why I'm taking next year off. And then I'm going to do the biggest show of my career in January 2026.
Are you allowed to talk about that yet?
Not yet. I'll come back.
I'll come back and tell you about the biggest,
yeah, it's going to be a big
show.
Biggest
show of your career.
Yeah, I want to do some legacy-based stuff. You know, I've been at this a long time,
yeah.
And you know me. So I thought, you know what? Let's do a big, big, big show. And I'm already in pre-production of that. So
okay.
Big illusions and underwater escapes.
Yes!
And me hanging upside down in an indoor venue. So
and by the way,
you might guess where it is.
You know, Keith Barry is a man who commits to things. I'll tell you that much because I know him personally.
Yeah.
And so when he is hanging upside down underwater or doing whatever, he is doing it.
Yeah.
It is happening. Yes, he's a trickster. This is a lot of things happening, but he's doing these physical things. I've seen him prepare.
Well, let me tell you, I'm banged up because of it. Like literally, I'll tell you in 20 seconds, right? I've got tendonitis in both elbows. I've got a cyst in my right wrist, degenerative disc in my lower back, arthritis in my knee and my ankle. Impingements under both shoulders and detached cartilage from my rib cage. I think that's all of them.
They're all my favourite heavy metal songs. Detached cartilage from my rib cage.
And you know what? I still don't mind.
No, he doesn't mind at all. Where do people get tickets to go along and see these last six dates that run from the 7th of September all the way through to the end of October?
Yeah, super simple. KeithBarry.com. Last six shows of Mind Games. Then it's buried and done. And then I'm off the radar until January 2026.
Okay, now you've come in here armed to the teeth, as you always do.
Yeah.
And we're always very aware this is radio, but we'll try and explain to you visually with our words what Keith has got. So big, massive gold padded envelope in front of you, but you were very excited about a dream?
Yeah, so here's the mad thing. Many, many moons ago, I predicted that Leinster would beat Leicester by 3 points in the Heineken Cup final.
Oh, I remember this very well. Not for any particular reason that I just heard Keith say it. He said it on this show, on a different radio station.
Yeah.
And for the crack, we all threw a bit of money on this exact points difference in the final, and it was tied. And then
Johnny Sexton kicked
a drop goal or a kick or whatever penalty,
drop
goal, won by 3 points. And we all went, yay, Leinster won. Even Dermot, who went, yay, Leinster won because now I've got some money.
Well, I remember how much he won. I don't remember how much he won. Dermot won 1,000.
1,000?
Yeah, it was 20-1 odds. Paddy Power came out at the time and they lost 500,000 on that match, and they attributed 250,000 of the loss to us.
Just mentioned that on the radio. Yeah.
But ever since then, I never mentioned those things on the radio because I got into a bit of heat with Paddy Power.
Understandable.
So the mad thing is, like, when I come up with these things, I have a process, right?
Okay.
So my process is I analyze certain things,
right?
And I make predictions and assumptions based on my analysis, if they're sporting events and so on. And then I also, because I'm a hypnotist, I self-hypnotize myself and I put myself into an altered space and I create this kind of dreamlike state of mind. I'm telling you now, there's information in this envelope here, which is about the future. Okay. Now, I'm going to allude to some of it. Some of it is to do with sports.
Right.
It might be the Olympics and to do with Ireland
winning
something.
Okay.
It might be to do with, well, sorry, there's a sporting event in here. There's also a news event. And there's an event that's going to happen next year as well in here.
When can we open this?
This needs to be opened.
This is what Keith does, right? So Keith comes in sometimes, and he did it again in previous shows that we've done, where he will have, like, literally an envelope sealed, signed, whatever. And then we wrapped that in, like, I think it was cling film. We put it in a box. We locked the box.
Yeah.
We gave the box to our boss. And then eventually, when Keith came back in 6 months later or whatever, we opened it up and it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous what he'd written
down. So here's what I have. And we'll take photographs of this. Actually, we'll start taking photographs now.
Okay.
So we have kind of the procedure.
There's cameras everywhere here as well. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah.
So first of all, we've got an envelope here with a gold seal on it. It's got my name on the outside. I've also got one of these. These are security envelopes by UPS. You can see UPS there.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and we're going to seal this up now. So
just for everybody who's listening, he is putting the small gold envelope inside the UPS envelope.
And then I'm going to grab a Sharpie marker.
Okay, I'm watching him. Don't worry, I'm watching him. He's not doing any sleight of hand here in me. I'm not letting him do any of this. So fold that over and stick it down. Okay, that's now sealed, DHL
okay.
sealed.
And if you want to sign it across...
I'll sign there
across the kind of seal there. So it stays sealed. Just scribble your signature. There you go. So Carl's name on the seal. So we've got the envelope inside an envelope.
Yeah.
And this goes inside this kind of giant gold envelope. We'll pop that inside there like so. We'll fold that over. Okay. Be careful not to bend that one. So maybe put it in sideways. And we're going to seal this with gaffer tape. All right. So there we go. Brown envelope. Inside security envelope, inside gold envelope, and that stays with you, and you're going to sign the outside of that one.
Okay.
And then you keep everything here.
I'll keep everything safe.
I put it in the safe in Today FM, right?
Yeah, because we have one of them.
Okay,
listen, that's me. I've signed that.
But you have it anyway.
I have the gold envelope now. I'm not giving that to Keith anymore. I'll give him back his Sharpie.
And you get to, you got to hold on to it until I come back maybe mid-September.
Mid-September
would be a good time because there's something that's going to happen that week in mid-September that's very relevant.
So we're going to leave that now until mid-September?
Yeah.
Okay, go see Keith Barry, keithbarry.com. Now, Keith, you and I are good friends and possibly similar in some ways about some things. However, we are very different in our approaches to life in general, I think. I've recently quoted this, I said this, and then people have been quoting it back to me. I want an arse groove in the comfort zone in my life, okay?
An arse groove?
So I want to sit in my comfort zone for so long that the shape of my arse is in there. I never want to go outside my comfort zone.
Okay.
That's my philosophy of life.
I was like, what is he going on about? An arse groove?
Is to do the things in life that make me feel happy and relaxed and comfortable and cozy.
Yeah.
And I wear a lap blanket on my legs when I drive my car. And I'll have my favorite pillows. And I love nothing more than sitting down and watching hours of ridiculous YouTube.
I like those things too.
I know you do. But you also put yourself through unbelievable extremes.
Mm.
And you can see this on Keith's Instagram. We do cold water therapy, cold water immersion, and Wim Hof breathing. And you believe in all of these things. You are living proof of them. You're in fine shape and a fine human being. However, I'm also a shape and I'm also a human being and I don't do any of these things.
And you look great for your
age
as well.
Thanks very much. You're so kind. But what do you get out of, for example, the cold water stuff? Because I just don't even understand why you do
that. So look, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression out there, a lot of people struggling. And for me, I'd end up struggling and having anxiety and all the rest of it myself. But I tell you now, if you do 2 minutes in an ice bath at 2 degrees every single morning, I miss the odd morning, of course, with busy schedules and all the rest. But most mornings in an ice bath, the day just seems so much easier straight away.
Because you do something hard.
Yeah, but also it dumps dopamine and serotonin into your system. Like you get about 2.5 times the amount of dopamine that you normally would just in 2 minutes of an ice bath. So if you're having a bad day, and you just have even a cold shower. So if you can't afford an ice bath, don't want an ice bath, that's fine. You just whack on, have your warm shower, whack it on. But it has to be freezing cold.
No, like,
freezing.
I get dopamine out of the fact that I get up in here and I've had a nice warm shower, I'm cozy, I get upstairs and I make a nice cup of tea. And when I take that first sip of cup of tea in the morning, I'm like, ooh, and there's loads of dopamine going through my system. And serotonin is springing all around the place. Because I'm in work, I'm happy, and I've got a cup of tea.
Yeah, but see, that's good too, because you do what you love. Most people don't do what they love.
Okay, that's fair.
They're in their desk job as an accountant going, I hate my job. And they go home all anxious and depressed, and they take it out their kids and their family. So, for me, maybe it's just me. I just love adventure. I love curiosity. But people don't know some stuff about me, right? I've got green fingers. I can't wait for my spuds to be ready.
You do love of your garden.
So I plant and I'm out in the garden all the time.
Fishing, you also love.
Yeah, so I was fishing last night. But I also love sprouting. And that isn't Brussels sprouts. A lot of people think of that as Brussels sprouts. So I'm really interested in the kind of gut-brain biome thing.
Okay.
So again, look, when I say step outside your comfort zone, I'm interested in this biohacking and longevity kind of space. There's a lot of BS in there. Most of it's BS, by the way. You know, a lot of people are just trying to sell you supplements, right?
Right,
at the end
of the day.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but actually, so I have a hiatus hernia, you know, in these gut kind of hernias.
Right.
And a lot of people actually have them. So a lot of people listening to this will go, oh, I've got one of those.
And what does that mean?
You get acid reflux.
Okay, right.
So generally speaking, you go to your doctor, immediately omeprazole or some kind of antacid, right?
So
take that every day for life, basically, because we can't cure a hiatus hernia. However, I'm here to tell you can cure a hiatus hernia. So sprouting is whereby you get little seeds, so radishes, mung beans, any kind of small seed, put them in a jar, steep them in water for generally 8 hours. Jar has holes in the lid, turn the jar upside down, and over a period of kind of 3 to 4 days, they'll sprout into mini little shoots, sprouts. So that enzymatic reaction that happens just in that shooting out and sprouting, they've got the highest level of prebiotics and probiotics, basically known to man.
Right.
In a natural food source.
Yeah.
And then if you just take handfuls of those every day, I throw them on my salad, throw them on my eggs in the morning. That has
so these
cured.
Are the sprouted seeds.
Sprouted seeds, yeah.
Okay.
And you can have lots of different flavours, lots of different ones. And because ever since I've been taking them, I've stopped taking my meds and I don't get any acid reflux. So I'm just interested in all that kind of space.
Love all that. Listen, you've been in before, so I've asked you most of my quickfire questions. Mm. But one of the ones, and maybe you've answered already that you haven't answered before, is what are you currently obsessed with?
Ooh, Cobra Kai.
Yes, my
so
young fella and my
daughter
are now obsessed with that show.
But I started a couple of years ago with showing the kids Karate Kid. Then we watched the bad ones, like 2, 3.
Yeah.
Was there a fourth one?
There might have been a fourth one.
And then we watched season one of Cobra Kai. Now it's on season 6. And my kids are ninjas. So my daughter's the European Kenpo Karate Champion.
Unbelievable.
Right? So under 17, she beats people up for a living.
Wow.
Right? So they love it. So they love karate. So that's the one kind of thing that we can all watch together. And we are obsessed with it. So yeah, Cobra Kai.
Brilliant answer. Brilliant answer, as always. Okay, so you're going to come back mid-September. I'm going to keep this envelope that you gave me sealed. Keith's not going to go near it. I guarantee all my listeners that. Cahill will bear witness to me. He signed it. I've signed it. We're going to keep this, and in the middle of September, Keith will come back and we'll open up the envelope and see if his predictions are in fact correct.
Mm.
Now, are you betting on any of the things that you've said?
I may have.
Oh, the devil, right? We'll find out how much.
If I get it wrong,
what you could have won.
If I get it wrong, I don't want people betting.
That's absolutely fair. All right, Keith Barry, as always, thanks a million.
Thanks.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.